Parts of southeastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey are under a flash flood warning through 6:30 this evening. Forecasters are predicting thunderstorms could dump 2 to 4 inches of rain across the region or more in some places. Nick Guzzo is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in New Jersey. He says if you see flooding, avoid it.
Turn around, don't drown, and just have a way to receive warnings. Don't drive through flooded roadways. Stay alert.
Forecasters say some isolated severe thunderstorms are also possible, which could pack powerful and damaging winds. Police are still searching for suspects after yesterday's shooting outside a Philadelphia Recreation Center pool. WHYY's Tom McDonald has this report.
There was an argument at the Christie Recreation Center pool Wednesday afternoon. Later in the day, shots rang out, hitting 5 people, including 4 children. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says it's unconscionable to have violence at a recreation center that's supposed to be a safe haven.
To find that we have almost 75 children in a pool and individuals will come down here and fire when our children are here. There are boundaries, and if they don't set the boundaries, then we will set them for them.
Mayor Sherelle Parker also spoke out on the incident.
To do it right here, where you know young people are engaged in activities that are supposed to be safe and fun for the entire family, that means that you have no regard for human life.
An 11-year-old was last reported in critical condition, according to our news partner 6ABC. The other 4 in stable condition. Wednesday was the first day the pool was open for the summer. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Cloudy and stormy conditions across the Delaware Valley at this hour. Temperatures, though, decidedly cooler than earlier this afternoon. Right now, 78 degrees in Princeton. Rehoboth Beach sitting at 82. It's 81 in Center City, Philadelphia, with thunderstorms possible pretty much for the remainder of the afternoon and into this evening. Looks like things calm down a bit after midnight, then mostly cloudy conditions into tomorrow morning.